Batman. 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 Hello.
Hello.
This is the Gimmick Podcast. I'm Kim.
And I'm Michaela.
How you guys doing out there? Happy Mother's Day. Today is Mother's Day. And we thought it would be kind of appropriate to do, you know, the Daring Duo on this day. We are the Daring Duo. We are the, well, she's the Cape Crusader.
I am?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm the Girl Wonder. Wonder what I'm up to. Yes, she is the adult in this scenario.
I don't
she
like
doesn't
that.
Know it yet,
I don't
but
like
she
that.
Does.
Why am I the adult? I don't want to be the adult.
I don't know.
I didn't sign up to be the adult.
Yeah. Well, somebody has to do it, and it's your job. So there you go.
Gross.
Yeah. Batman and Robin, I loved them growing up. I thought they were cool. I loved the colors of them especially. Just outlandish colors, and I'm a color person, so...
Mm-hmm.
I love that. And I love how they, it has a cartoonish feel, but then a serious feel. So I love the intermeshing of that. The series was probably one of my favorites. I do love the Batman movies, but it's like, to me, it's like happy Batman and then brooding Batman kind of the feel in the movies for me.
Yeah, the movies tend to be more serious.
Yeah.
Whereas the series was more lighthearted.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So, but I picked just Batman lingo or like the, what did I say? The sound effect Batman words.
Ooh.
So here's some of them used in the original series. There was, and I'm just going to say it and then. See if you can visualize what, you know, that's all we had to go on. We didn't have, oh, this means this, you know, you just, and it kind of fit. So there's Arg.
Arg.
Is that the pirate episode? I don't know. And then there's Is that what you said? Okay. And then there's Bam.
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 Classic.
Bang, Biff, Bap, Bloop,
Bloop,
Blurp, Bloop and Blurp, and then Bonk, right on the head. And that's just the B words.
Wow.
That's just some of the B words. And there was a lot. There's a lot. I don't know if they used every single one of them, probably in the comic book, maybe?
I mean, the series ran for quite a while.
They did have a lot. So,
yeah.
There's Clank. Clank. Everybody could.
Clank.
I know that word well. Clash. Oh, good band.
It's my favorite band.
And then there's Crack with, you know, a lot of A's
in between. A lot of A's.
Yeah. And Kapow was one of my favorite.
Kapow. Is a favorite.
It just sounds like a punch below the
Kapow.
Chin, you know.
You can feel a kapow.
You can feel a kapow punch, can't
yes.
you?
Yes.
Yeah. And then there's kerplop. That's Ooh. You falling from a...
I like kerpow better, but kerplop yeah. is quite fun.
And then there's kersploosh.
Kersploosh. That's unique. Are they
I don't know. Sploosh reminds me of holes.
Holes.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
Wasn't that the name of the peach?
The peach stuff, yes.
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 Sploosh. Wasn't it good for... Was that the good
stinky
for...
Stinky shoes.
Stinky shoes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And then there's oof.
Oof.
Oof. O-O-O-F-F. Oof. And then there's ouch. We all know what that one is.
Yes.
Plop. And powy. Another wee. And then rip. Ouch.
Rip.
I can feel that one.
You know that's like a new lingo saying rip.
Is it? Probably.
So if something,
every generation has their lingo.
If something bad happens, you say rip.
Okay.
And I believe it refers to rest in peace.
Okay.
So if something bad happens, be like, man, I just got hit in the face with the door.
Rip. Yeah. What would we say?
I don't know.
Bummer.
Man, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's the new lingos. Mm. Rip.
Yeah. Nice.
I don't know why.
But I usually say if something happens like that, fail. Kind of a, that was a fail or something. I don't know. Bummer.
Yeah, that's old lingo. New lingo is rip.
It was far out back then.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought this would be fun on Mother's Day just because we're, you know, different generation, different things. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of fun. But carry on. We'll carry on. We already said sploosh. We said curse sploosh. Well, there was sploosh too.
Sploosh.
And then thunk.
Yes.
Think, thank, thunk. I don't know. Thwack.
Thwack. Thwack is a good one. It's like a smack.
It reminds me of a smack.
Yeah.
A good
smack.
A good solid
2x4.
Yeah. Thwack would probably
thwack
be the.
Is with a 2x4.
Smack would be with your hand. A thwack would be with the board or something.
A board.
Or a stick.
Yeah.
A pointed stick, maybe.
Some kind of.
If fresh fruit was coming at you, it would be a pointed stick.
Or you just, you know, release the tiger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or shoot it.
Right.
Or, you know, drop a 10,000 ton weight on it.
It's one of the. There's your options.
Those are the three options.
And then there's ugh.
Ugh.
Ugh. I feel that on a daily.
Yeah, me too.
whack. There's a good one for a 2x4.
Which whack is different than a thwack.
The difference is?
Well, thwack has more force behind it. I would feel like thwack is with a thin object, like a board or a stick.
Where it has the air sound?
Yes, there's thwack. Air behind it. Oh, whack.
How about if you hit somebody with a tennis racket?
That would be a thwack. Because, yes, it's the air.
Rushing.
It's the air.
Okay.
But a whack is with a solid object. So say like a cannonball.
Ouch.
That's a whack. or a semi-truck.
What do you guys think? I don't know.
At least that is my interpretation of it.
Interpretation.
Yes.
Then there's wham.
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 I wonder if the group Wham got their inspiration from Batman for their name.
Wham.
Then there's zap. That's electrical voltage, I'm pretty sure.
Zap.
Yeah. Electrocution.
Yes.
Zap. Zlonk. Zlonk. Z-L-O-N-K. Zlonk?
That's a new one. I don't really know that one.
Mm. That's. I'll leave it up to your interpretation. It doesn't sound good. It kind of reminds me of falling down on your butt on ice.
Mm.
You would zlonk out.
Yeah, that
with your skates.
Yeah.
Zlonk, you go down.
Yeah, I feel that one. I feel that one in my tailbone.
And then there's Zowie.
Is that like Zoe Mama?
Like Zoe Mama, only Zowie Kerplowie. Or Kerpowie.
Okay.
Maybe Zowie goes with Powie.
Could be.
Powie, Zowie.
Could be.
That's all I got. So, there
good.
You go.
It's a good list.
Whew. We better go into a song.
We shall go into a song. Would you like to go first?
The first mother.
The first mother. That's second, with you.
Second generation mother. First mama go. This song I was playing over and over and over. So I just randomly picked this. This is just a song that I have been digging a lot. And it's Tinnitus by TXT. And yes, I do have tinnitus. I do suffer from that. Music for me helps, actually. Mm. I don't like dead silence a lot, and that's one of the reasons. So even if I'm in a silent room or whatever, and it's like early morning and everybody's sleeping or whatnot, I a lot of times will put music in my head. And, you know, if you're going to hear a sound, you might as well hear lovely music than a ringing sound.
True.
But I feel this song. I love this song. I love the beat of this one. And it came out in 2023 from the name chapter Temptation. Tinnitus by TXT. I love that song. I want it. Want it. Want it, yeah. Yeah, such a good song. Good song. It must be hard to, you know, if you want to be a rock star and you have bad. Tinnitus, I think, is different degrees, I imagine.
I'm sure.
Mine's, I've had it for a long time. Mine's pretty low. Mine doesn't, it's not too high a frequency, I guess, of tinnitus. But I have heard some people just, it can drive you crazy on some level. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I love that song. Hopefully they don't have it. I don't even know if they do. I pray they don't.
I don't think so.
Yeah. You deal with it, is what you do. And mm-hmm. I guess there is maybe a way, a cure. I have no idea. That's a whole other show. What's your song?
So I've been listening to a lot of Old Shiny.
I love Old
and
Shiny.
And I've been like going down the Shiny rabbit hole a little bit. So I picked Picasso.
Ooh.
Which is like one of my new favorite Shiny songs.
The Joker and painting.
Well, I was kind of thinking with this song, you know, comic book writers are artists. Mm-hmm. And everyone is kind of their own sort of artist. Right. And I really like the lyrics of this song, too, because it's all about just creating the life that you want mm-hmm. and being your own Picasso. And it's Shiny, and I just really, really like it. So my pick is Picasso by Shiny.
Goop.
Picasso by Shiny.
That's a fun song.
It is. I've been really enjoying getting into Old Shiny. They have some really, really, really fun upbeat songs.
Yay, from Shiny.
And actually, this album, the I'm Your Boy, is really good. I really, really like 3-2-1. I almost picked 3-2-1, but Picasso won out. Yeah. So.
And it reminds me of the Joker.
It does. And, it's got some Joker vibes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So, facts about Batman. Let's go into some fun facts.
Batman!
Okay. Batman debuted in May. May? Ha! It just so happens to be that month. Imagine that. It debuted in 1939 in the Detective Comics, number 27, and has since appeared in numerous comic books, comic strips, graphic novels, on TV, in a camp live action series, a critically acclaimed animated program, in electronic games, and in brooding atmospheric films.
Brooding.
I feel the brood. I do.
Batman is a very brooding character.
So the Batman story, for those who don't know. After witnessing the murder of his parents, Dr. Thomas Wayne and Martha Wayne, as a child, he swore vengeance against criminals, and an oath tempered by a sense of justice. Ta-da! I was thinking of the Lost Boys and the Frog Brothers.
Truth, <You know? laughs> justice, and the American way.
Right. Bruce Wayne trains himself physically and intellectually and crafts a bat-inspired persona to fight crime. He becomes Batman at age 25. I don't know if you knew that. Let's see. Oh. I put a little side note, but it's nothing we need to. Yeah. Sometimes they are, sometimes they're not.
That's fair.
Batman's worst enemy is the Joker.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Because he threatens not only a physical threat, but an intellectual threat too. So he's a psychological threat and is always attacking Batman's mind. And so he's, you know, more sinister than the other ones because. He's always trying to play mind games on it, you know.
Who is your favorite Batman villain?
I really love the Penguin a lot, but I'm a bird girl.
Yes.
But I love the Joker, too. I love them all. I love the Riddler, too. Probably Penguin, then the Joker. I guess those two. I guess if I had to pick. Who's yours?
It's also really hard. I mean, the Joker is just fantastic. You almost can't get better than the Joker as far as a villain goes.
Yeah.
And I have this debate with a lot of my friends because traditionally I am a Marvel girl. Mm-hmm. Marvel is my thing. Wolverine is my favorite superhero. I love Marvel. Mm-hmm. But one thing I have found that both DC fans, which is the comic that produces Batman comics, both DC and Marvel fans can agree on is that while Marvel has the better superheroes, DC has the better villains. So I would say my favorite villains is probably the Joker, then Catwoman, then the Riddler. But I do love the Penguin as well.
Yeah.
And the Bookworm. And Pharaoh. And all those other B-movie ones are just so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I loved Burgess Meredith so much as the Penguin. And also Danny DeVito did such a good job.
It's Danny DeVito. I mean, come on.
Anyway, love it. Where did we go? Let's see. Batman Meets Robin. Let's see. The real name, Dick Grayson, was the youngest of a family of circus aerialists, and he witnessed his mom and dad plunging to their deaths from a sabotage trapeze, and Batman was age 30 when he witnessed their murder, and Robin was only 9 years old, just like your daughter.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Whose birthday was 2 days ago.
Yes.
She was born on Mother's Day. Ha! 5/10/15. 5/10/15. How cool is that? That's one birthday I'll never forget. Anyway, so he took pity on Dick after he saw his parents die, and he took him in. And Dick becomes Batman at age 12.
You mean Robin?
I mean Robin. Sorry.
I got you.
Wrong critter. The wrong bat. Batman doesn't have any superpowers. He is rich, smart, and an exceptional detective. He's a martial arts master and possesses a peak strength of a human. The peak strength of a human.
What I find really funny, one of my favorite adaptions of the Batman universe is the Lego Batman movie.
Those are so funny.
It's so
are so good.
The thing I love about it the most is that it gives homage to all iterations of Batman. And one of my favorite things, because a common, I guess, gripe between Marvel and DC fans is that Batman and Iron Man are the same. Which is kind of true in the fact that they're both, you know, they don't have superpowers. They're both just rich and smart.
Yeah.
So they have cool gadgets, and that's basically what they got going for them.
Yeah.
But in the Lego Batman movie, I think his secret password is like Iron Man sucks or something. And I love it. I love it.
The funny humor in it.
Yeah.
It's so funny to me.
That's one of my favorite versions of Batman is the Lego Batman movie.
Those are just so good. I haven't watched that for a while. But I did watch a little bit of Batman and Robin, so I love that show. So I got like 9 jokes.
Oh,
there's some lame jokes out here, but
I thought of a joke that I will add to the list of jokes if you do not already have this joke.
Okay. Let's see. Let's start.
Okay. So
what happened when the trees fell in love? They got all sappy. Little tree humor there. What do you get when you combine a snail and a porcupine?
I don't know.
a slow poke. See, they're not terrible. What is a horse's favorite snack?
I don't know.
Hazelnuts.
Hazelnuts. I really like hazelnuts. You're not the biggest fan of hazelnuts, are you?
They're all right. They're not my favorite, but they're all right. I'd take pistachios over hazelnuts. I'd actually take walnuts over hazelnuts. I love pecans. I love the flavor of pecans.
Pecans are good.
What do you call a polar bear that makes coffee?
What?
A bearista.
Bearista.
Yeah, instead of a bearista, a bearista.
I got you.
That would have been good for the coffee episode, but I didn't find it.
Oh, of course not. Of course not.
That's the way it goes.
Do you have any Batman jokes?
I don't remember. Do I? I don't.
I have a Batman joke for you.
Good. We need one. Go.
How does Batman like his drinks?
Cold?
Just ice. Justice. Just ice.
Got it.
Boom.
There you go.
We needed a Batman joke. Yay. Good, you saved the day. Shall we break for a song?
Drew, you pick this time.
No, I picked last.
Mom number two.
You pick next.
Well, I was giving the floor to you since I picked first. You should pick first.
Okie dokie. So, because DC has the best villains, I picked a song by Alexa called Villain.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I've been in an Alexa mood lately.
I haven't seen her pop up in my little thing, but I've been everywhere. So
I love Alexa. She's one of my favorite solo K-pop idols. She's fantastic. She hasn't made her way to Colorado as of yet that I know of. But when she does, I would love to go see her because she's amazing. So this is...
But some of us want to know.
What?
Why Oklahoma?
Why Oklahoma?
Some of us. Why not?
That's what I said. Exactly. So this is Villain by Alexa.
Go.
Villain by Alexa.
I love the sound of that. The beginning of that is so cool. Such a cool sound.
Her fashion in the video is my favorite. That and
top notch. Huh?
The extra music video. Her fashion is one of my all-time favorites. I love everything she wears. She's got incredible style.
Yeah. She has really good taste.
Yeah.
In our opinion.
In my humble opinion, her fashion is top notch.
Mm. She'd be fun to go shop with.
Oh, absolutely.
Hint, hint. Come this way.
She is a fellow Sagittarius,
we could have food and fashion.
Yeah, food, we would have toys ultimate and fun. Fashion. Yeah. Ultimate fun.
Music, toys, food, and fashion.
Yes.
It's a win-win.
It's all you need.
All around. Well, I'll pick my second song.
Okay.
I picked the Batman theme by Danny Elfman. It came out in the Batman movie in 1989. So, let's go Batman theme.
Danny Elfman!
Okay, 1989. Wow. That's a little while ago.
Just a bit.
Batman theme by Danny Elfman. Boo. So back to Batman little facts.
Batman information.
There once was a bat cow.
Bat cow.
She was rescued by Batman and Robin before they later decided to keep her.
I mean, why not keep a bat cow?
She lives in a barn at Wayne Manor. Bat-Cow made her first appearance in Batman Incorporated, Volume 2, Number 1. Bat-Cow's only power is the power to overcome fear and resist mind control, as well as control impulses and emotions to make clear choices. Boy, I could use that superpower.
Go Bat-Cow. Right there.
Go Bat-Cow. I kind of want a sticker on my car. I don't even want a sticker, but...
Bat-Cow.
Bat-Cow is a real girl. She's my hero.
I don't know.
The city name Gotham came from a phone book.
Huh.
Funny. It came from the name Gotham Jewelers, which they randomly chose from a phone book. They say, let's open this. Just random open a book. This one. Let's see. What does it say? Gotham Jewelers.
Wow.
Perfect.
It's a good city name. I'm not going
to
lie.
It's a great city name to me. It just feels...
It feels
like an important city.
And it feels...
Like New York.
Like
a big city.
Yeah.
Like... Doesn't it?
Well, it also feels like it would belong in the Batman universe.
Yeah.
That's where it feels like it belongs.
Yeah. So Ben Affleck has played Batman in live action films the most. He's played Batman 5 times. He's also done, I think, voice too. But he's been in Batman versus Superman, Suicide Squad, Justice League, Zack Snyder's Justice League, The Flash. And he's never played Batman in a solo film. Christian Bale had 3 solo films in the Dark Knight trilogy. So,
question.
Yeah.
Who is your favorite Batman?
Oh. That's hard because in the movies, I really, really liked Keaton. I thought Keaton was good. I like them all. I thought Ben did a good job. And how about you? I don't know.
I would say
Adam is,
because we were talking about how there's like the different levels of Batman. For brooding Batman, I like Michael Keaton the best.
Yeah.
I
thought he was really
Michael
good.
Keaton Batman is my favorite.
Yeah.
Christian Bale, he's a good Batman.
He's a good brooding Batman. I think more broodier than
but
I just felt that it was
Michael Keaton is my favorite, but I love Adam West.
Yeah.
Adam West, I love, but I grew up on Adam West Batman. Yeah. So
he was the persona of Batman.
Yeah. It's got a special place in my heart. Yeah. And I love Adam West Batman.
He had a very reassuring voice.
Yeah.
You felt safe when he was there to protect you.
Yes.
He just has that presence.
Very good
and
voice.
And that authoritative, everything's going to be okay voice, kind of like the doctor.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Adam West is definitely one of my favorite Batmans of all time. So I would say Michael Keaton and Adam West. Nice. Equal for different reasons. Mm-hmm.
This is off the beaten track, but since it's Mother's Day, I watched Coraline. So shout out to Neil Gaiman.
That's the Coraline Mother's Day movie.
It's like, not only about mothers, but the other mothers. Mm. And watch the other mothers, guys. Don't trust those little doors that you find in the wall.
Never trust the little doors.
Especially when they're sealed. If you move into a house and something is sealed, there's a reason for it. Don't open it.
I know.
It could be Pandora's box.
Curiosity, though. It's funny because I've been just for fun looking at houses with my boyfriend, just for fun, because
why not?
Seeing what's out there. Because
you got to know what's
as an adult, this is what becomes fun. Just FYI for you kids out there.
Yeah.
Everybody's looking going at houses
snore fest,
on Zillow.
But when you're old,
really fun.
It becomes a fun.
It's really fun. And we both love old houses, old, quirky, cute houses. And eventually we would like to get an Addams Family type house. Mm-hmm. And so we've been looking at all these houses on Zillow, And in my opinion, it gets bonus points if it has creepy tiny doors.
Okay.
In his opinion, it gets minus points if it has creepy tiny doors.
Yeah, so. That would be a nope for me. Or when they have a sink between two doors.
Yeah, that was
in a corner. It's like,
that was a weird one.
What kind of choice and what were you on when you made that choice? It doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't want to get too far off that. As bad as the one that had the washing machine in the kitchen, but then the dryer was on the patio.
Yeah, now that one was bizarre.
That was really weird. I was like,
we'll save that for a house episode.
Yeah.
Anyways,
tiny doors. I think they're fun.
I was watching The Empty Child. Mm! Are You My Mummy?
That's a good one.
In Doctor Who, and it fit for That's today.
Another good Mother's Day episode.
I'm like, trying to think of all the things to watch on Mother's Day.
Psycho.
Psycho
would be a good one.
That always is that one. And then there's the horror movie Mama.
Mm.
That one's a good one, too.
I didn't mind Mama.
Mama was actually pretty good. Yeah.
I was watching One Piece, so there's that. I got to keep trucking on it. It's the only way I'll ever finish 1,000 episodes.
Oh,
I got to keep chipping away at it.
You got to do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do jokes. Let's say some jokes.
Okay.
Get off the boo-boo-boo. What do you get when you cross a zombie and a donut?
A zom-nut?
A holy terror.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
Little Halloween, pre-Halloween joke.
For those of you that have been that have watched One Piece, I'm in the terror bark arc.
That what fits.
And there's zombies. It's all about zombies. And it's so much fun.
That's a perfect joke for that.
It's cool how
that just sort of followed that.
It's probably my favorite arc thus far.
Nice.
Because it's all spooky.
I'll do one more joke.
Okay.
What did the nurse say to the doctor?
Doctor who?
I see you. I see you.
Ah.
I see you. I see you.
You said doctor and my brain went to Doctor Who because we were talking about Doctor Who. And then, Doctor Who?
There it is.
The doctor.
All right.
Yes.
So on the facts. Go back to facts for a little bit. We'll go back to facts just for something different.
We'll do a couple of facts.
There is a real college course called The Science of Batman.
What?
There is a real college course called The Science of Batman.
What sort of science is there?
I'm not much for college school courses, but I would take the Batman course.
It does sound fun, but what kind of science is there?
It's at the University of Victoria in Canada. Oh, Canada.
Oh, Canada.
The course description reads, "The extreme range of adaptability of the human body explored through the life of the Caped Crusader." That could either be boring as tears or really good.
Sounds interesting.
I would love to see how that goes together. It's like what? Anatomy?
I don't know.
I was just adaptability wondering. Of the human body explored through the life of the Caped
Crusader. When you said adaptability of the human body, I was like, what? Are they throwing them in like vats of toxic waste?
What would you do if we,
radioactive waste? Yeah, I just,
If we put you in a vehicle and drive 90 miles an hour.
I'm
not sure how that all works out.
But I don't know. Like, I've read enough comic books where I feel like it would probably be a bad idea because, my brain goes to the Joker and Harley Quinn, the vats of toxic sludge, and then Deadpool with the illegal experiments. And I don't know if I would be okay with that.
Here's some fun fact.
What?
Andy Warhol made the first Batman movie. Andy Warhol. You're like, what? He directed the first ever Batman movie titled Batman Dracula in 1964. However, it was made without the consent of DC Comics, and save for a few images, all copies of the film have been lost.
Ah!
That's now annoying. I'm disappointed.
DC Comics!
Voice actor Kevin Conroy has played Batman more than any other person. The animated series, 13 animated movies, and 10 video games. That's quite a bit. Do you know that Batman's ears are hidden projectiles? He has the ability to fire razor-sharp bat ears at his enemy.
Well, yeah,
pew, pew,
the
pew.
Bat ears to pew, go pew, with pew. The bat belt and pew, the bat pew, cape pew. And the bat vision and the bat mobile with the bat cave.
So much bats. So, I'll do my last song.
Okay.
I picked a monkey song just because the zaniness of the zany part of the Batman series did remind me of the monkey series that I used to like when I was a kid. So I picked a Batman song called You Just May Be the One. And it came out in 1967 off the Headquarters album. You Just Might Be the One by the Monkees.
Yay! I really, really, really enjoyed the Monkees show.
They were fun.
I love them. So fun.
Yeah. And just the zaniness, the time. So that's why I picked that song. Meow. It was fun. What's your last song?
So my last song I picked because the Stray Kids were at the Met Gala, which they were the first full K-pop group to be at the Met Gala, which is just amazing.
It's so exciting.
It's so exciting.
I love them so.
It's so exciting. I'm so proud of them.
Shout out to you guys. We love you so much.
We've been stays
for a long time. Really?
Yes.
And I've always said that they're so brilliant that they're really underrated, and now they're not. So I'm so happy for them because no one deserves it more than Stray Kids.
Oh, yeah. They're getting the recognition that they deserve.
Yeah, Bang Chen, he's been so diligent on going after his dream. And we miss Chani's room so much. I tell her that pretty much every Sunday comes around, and I just miss him. I came across a list of Chani's recommendations from one of his live, and I'm like, I miss him so much. It almost brought tears to my eyes. I miss his hugs.
I miss Chani's hugs.
So I'm just putting that out there.
But I picked the Megaverse song by Stray Kids.
Ooh,
because one of my favorite things about comic books is that there's an infinite number of universes with comic books. And I love that in comic books, they play with that idea. Mm-hmm. Like there's parallel universes where weird stuff happens and different universes that coincide with the universe, but then they go back in time and it's always a whole.
And he's the same Batman, but he's a different Batman because it's a parallel universe.
Exactly. And I just love the infinite possibilities that come with multiple universes. Mm-hmm. Like we had Into the Spider-Verse. Mm-hmm. I think that came out last year. Which is super cool. That's more of a Marvel thing. And there's a ton of stuff with X-Men and different universes. And I know DC and Batman are similar. Mm-hmm. So I picked Megaverse by Stray Kids.
Whee! Let's go.
Megaverse by Stray Kids.
Such a good song.
I really, really like the Rockstar Mini album. Is one of my favorites. Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah, those guys are so talented. I was in the same city as them.
I was in the same room as them.
I live vicariously through it's you, okay. You know.
I did FaceTime you so you could see them
too. I shared with all the keys that couldn't be there physically. Mm-hmm. And the pain that causes, but just to be in the same city was
pretty cool.
Was so amazing. I won't lie. So back to a few, I got a few more facts, fun facts. Batman's creative inspirations are Zorro, the Shadow, and Dracula. I can see it. Mm-hmm. Batman sleeps 3 hours a day. He has mastered the art of power naps and micro sleeps, which makes him look fully rested. I think I have that superpower.
I wish I had that superpower. I sleep like 8 hours, 9 hours a night, and I'm still exhausted. So what gives, Batman?
I don't know, but I live on some pretty low hours some days and don't look too under-rested. Do it.
Moisturizer and sunscreen. That's the key.
Yep. Stay out of the sun. It's a killer.
See, Batman stays out of the sun.
Yeah.
Moisturizer and sunscreen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Robin got Batman hooked on peanut butter and sardine sandwiches.
Ew, what?
Yes.
What?
I don't know why, but okay.
What?
No. Fish fingers and custard came to mind. It's up there with that.
Yeah, same level.
Corey Haim makes a cameo in Batman and Robin as a biker in that 1997 movie. It's funny. So if you blink, you miss it. But look, it's Corey Haim as a biker.
That's fun.
Yeah. Batman's greatest flaw is his lack of trust in others. His unresolved trauma and need to be in control of everything. So he doesn't get hurt or see his friends get hurt, which leads them all to get hurt. Isn't that how it goes?
Sounds like
you try so hard to be the shield and protect, and that's the one thing that happens.
It sounds like Batman needs therapy.
It's like the self-fulfilling prophecy.
Need therapy. La, 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 therapy.
Batman's IQ is said to be around 1,045.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Einstein is, they're saying, about 190, but he never took a test, so no one really knows what his one. His remains a mystery.
He's a smart boy. That's all we know.
Yeah.
Smarticles up the wazoo.
Yeah. So Batman series aired from January 12, 1966 to March 14, 1968. Three seasons.
I always thought it was longer than that.
Nope. And let's see, two of the seasons were weekly, and then the third one was two. Mm-hmm. One every 2 weeks, bi-week.
Same time, same channel.
That's right. Back to jokes. Okay. Why do you have to keep an eye on art teachers?
What?
Because they are crafty. Gotta watch them crafty art teachers.
Sus.
Why don't stars carry luggage on vacation?
Because they need to be star light.
They are traveling light. They are traveling light. Starlight.
I tried. Light. I was close, kind of.
Be a starlight.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the answer. The answer is starlight.
Yes.
So I finished Love Me, Love My Voice, the sea drama. Sorry, Tan Chi. Sorry if I butchered your name. Finished Golden Spoon, which is really good. That had Sung Jae from B to B. I did like that one. That was good. Let's see. I'm watching Moonlight, which is a sea drama. And it stars Yu Shu Sing, who was... the fairy in fairy between fairy and devil, starring Dylan Wang. So I really like that one. Yeah. And today is Yuku from DKB Band. It's his birthday. So happy birthday, Yuku! Woo! Born in 2002. He's just a little pup, little babe. He's so wonderful, though. We loved meeting them all.
Oh, DKB was fantastic.
When I got to meet Yuku, it was just like, you know, you get, I don't know, just like a spark of happiness.
He's adorable.
He is just wonderful to meet. Mm-hmm. So please come back. Come back to Colorado. We love you. So next week, mm-hmm. We'll go. That's all I got. That's all. You got any more?
Nope.
You got
some more? That's the episode. That's all we got.
Okay. Next week is going to be buried treasure. We're getting in kind of the pirate-y
summer vibes.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Hopefully. Can I put this out there? Can I?
I guess.
I'd like to, since it's going to be my 6-0 birthday. 6-0. That's kind of a milestone.
It's kind of big.
I'm hoping. Maybe. Possibly. I could go with my family.
Family.
My girls.
Me.
Yes. To the drive-in to celebrate. We might have to do it early. Mine's on Memorial Day.
We'll see.
I don't know.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Robbie was my birthday present, wasn't you?
Robbie and Cheeto. Birthday present.
Oh, Cheeto. Good luck in all you do. Mm-hmm. I know he ended his contract with Groovlin and on to bigger, better things. Mm-hmm. It was so cool because I was just like wanting to listen to him really badly and I pulled him up and then I found out that his contract ended and stuff. Mm-hmm. And since it's getting close to the anniversary of when we got to meet them, I gravitate back to that. So happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you.
From you.
Yes.
Thank you, Ravi and Cheeto, for being my birthday present.
Yay! Yes.
Thanks to you girls, I've had some wonderful birthdays, so thank you. Being a mom is just the best. I can't speak for other moms, but I absolutely, thoroughly enjoy being a mom. I do. I love my babies so much. And I love all my adopted babies. I got a lot of adopted babies, too. Mm. So, you have no mom, I'd be your mom. Right?
Right.
Well, I always wanted a lot of kids. But, you know, in the practical realm, that's not always the easiest.
Probably not gonna happen. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you adopt them along the way, not, you know,
it's lots.
If you don't do it with the money and legal. They just say, you know, I don't know. My mom is gone or whatever. I need a mom. I'm your gal.
Mm-hmm. So, you the mom.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Mm-hmm. All the Batman fans. Mm-hmm. Keep fighting for justice. Keep sticking up for each other. We need each other so desperately. All of us. All of us are wonderful. We're all keys to happiness and the future. And it takes us all on every walk of life. Life is where it's at. Mm-hmm. Life-giving, motherhood, Mother Earth. All that deep stuff.
Yeah.
Keep singing, you guys. Keep eating well. Do get sleep. Don't be an insomniac like me. I have my moments. I am like Batman. I have these like power nap things, which is kind of true. Like I will hit just my end and I have to shut down. And then I shut down for a couple hours and then I'm up. And then, you know, I'm always up kind of in the middle of the night, but then I go down and then I, you know, power nap for a little bit. Yeah. It's a crazy.
Can't do that. No, not me.
No. It works. But thank heaven for being into K-pop because being on this side of the world, everybody's asleep. But over there, it's just supper time.
Yeah, everybody's awake.
Everybody's awake. I love that. It's like lively over there. So, yeah. So, yay. I texted Ken from VIX and said, you make insomnia worthwhile. Because, you know, I mean, outside of that, it's just like boring. The world over here is asleep. Mm-hmm. So, and you're trying to be quiet and.
Yay.
So, you guys take care. We love you all.
Mm-hmm.
Please be safe.
We will talk to you next week.
Take care. We love you, Keys. I'm Kim.
And I'm Michaela.
Bye-bye.
Bye.